Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Real quick, some things going on. We recently just had that solar eclipse, and I thought of a funny thing I could share. Not funny, just like a cool, something that I thought was really cool that this current solar eclipse reminded me of, something that I won't ever forget. It was in 2017. Me and my husband went on a cruise to celebrate our wedding anniversary, our 20-year wedding anniversary, and I got married pretty young, so I'm not as old as you might think by being married 20 years. But anyway, regardless, that doesn't matter. It was funny. We went on a cruise to Bermuda, and the timing of our cruise when we got to Bermuda was like perfect timing for the solar eclipse. I think it was a solar eclipse or lunar eclipse or whatever it was. I think it was a solar eclipse. Anyway, the cruise ship gave us solar glasses. Like, everyone got them, like, left in their cabins. And then when we got to Bermuda, we got to stand out on the ship, like the main area where you stand outside. And everybody was like, everyone like put their glasses on, and we were watching the eclipse happen. And then when we got off the ship onto Bermuda, it was like still dark, and then it gradually got light, and it was really cool. It was something I'll never forget because it was just so unusual to be like on an island that I've never been at, and then to have something like that happen, and the timing was just perfect, and it was just so fun. And that this eclipse that just happened recently a few days ago just reminded me of that and how fun that was. So I just wanted to share that because I've been trying to share a few little more things just so you can kind of get a little more personal stuff along with the topics. And then as far as I'm always trying to think about what I'm loving lately to share with you. And I've been struggling because I feel like I love the same things all the time. But right now what was kind of on my mind is just this transition to spring. I'm really loving this, enjoying this time as we transition into spring. And I'm really, really looking forward to the warmer weather. And I've been loving looking around my yard and watching the perennials start to pop up. And I just can't wait for the weather to be nice enough to really start getting some seeds planted and things like that. So I'm just really enjoying this transition out of winter and watching the spring come. So anyway, to talk about our topic today, which is time blocking or block scheduling. What it is, you can call it block scheduling or time blocking. Either way, it's the same thing. But what it is a time management technique that involves dividing your day into dedicated blocks of time for specific tasks. So this is different from using a traditional to-do list and can really help you get things accomplished. Because instead of referring to a list as the day goes on, trying to figure out what you might be able to work on next, you look at your list first and then decide what you can work on and assign specific time slots for each task that you want to work on that day. And this can really help you get a good picture of how much you have, how much time you have available in the day and how much you can realistically expect to do and when you will do it. So when you plot out your days into time blocks, you can really see how much time you have to get things done by the end of the day. This really helps you lessen the chances of being disappointed at the end of the day because you didn't get done all of the things on your list, when you can really see the time that you actually have available and use a realistic estimate for the amount of time it's going to take you to complete each task, you'll have a much better picture of what you can really get accomplished. And that just really kind of helps you set yourself up with real expectations so that you don't think you should have been able to get done more at the end of the day. It will really help you to avoid overextending yourself, because there's only so many time slots in a day. And if you know about how long each task is going to take you, you can see that it's just not realistic to get more things done than you actually have time for. So you won't feel like you could have done more at the end of the day when you can see by looking at it that you really couldn't, and what you did get done was a good accomplishment. So to set up a time block schedule for the day, like I said, you want to first really look at your to-do list and pick maybe like the top three tasks that are most important to you in getting completed for that day, depending on the amount of time that they're going to take. And then you want to map out your day in like 1 to 3 hour time slots, whatever kind of makes the most sense to you. And don't forget to include time for preparing and eating meals. Also, if you have anything like errands you might want to run or car rides you might need to give, if you have any appointments you might have during the day, you want to make sure all of that's plotted out, because you're not going to be doing other tasks during those times. So you want to see what you really have available. Once you have those laid out, you're going to look and see what tasks you have and where you're going to put them. And then when it becomes time to get one of your tasks done, it's time to focus on just that one priority. Because if you can kind of stick to that schedule, it'll really help you accomplish those priorities that you decided at the beginning of the process that you really wanted to work on. You also want to make sure that you leave some flexibility in your schedule, so that if something unexpected does come up, which as we all know it often does, you can move your task to another time slot. And if you don't have any other time slots available, just maybe kind of think ahead. If one thing has to go, what will it be? That way, if you do need to move something into another slot, you can say, okay, well, this is where it's going to go, and that's going to get pushed ahead to maybe the next day. So when you use time blocking, it really helps you save time, because once you have identified what you're going to work on each day in the time blocks that you've identified, you don't have to keep checking your to-do list to see what you're going to work on next. And that saves you time, because you already decided once what is most important for you to get done that day. So you don't have to keep taking time throughout the day to reassess your to-do list and decide what to do next. It's kind of similar to like when we get routines down. You don't waste time in between trying to figure out what comes next, because you already know. It really helps you prioritize your day too, because assigning your to-dos into blocks of time really makes you think about what is most important and what you want to work on for the day. And knowing that there's only so many blocks of time to work with, you really have to consider what's most important for you to get accomplished in the amount of time that you have. If you really have a lot of priorities on your to-do list that you want to make progress on, it's going to be important to allocate a smaller portion of time to each one. So maybe you can't get them all accomplished, but maybe you can make some progress on each one in the time that's available to you. But without planning those time frames out, you might wind up devoting too much time to one project and not make any progress on the others. So that's why time blocking for specific tasks in certain times can allow you to dedicate a certain amount of time to one task and then also dedicate some time to the next, rather than just kind of spinning your wheels and sticking with one thing and maybe getting some of that done but making no progress on the others. And by focusing on one task at a time, when you are working on it, you're more productive than when you try to multitask, because you can really put everything else out of your mind and think more clearly about what it is you're trying to accomplish. You're kind of like devoting that time to that task only. So you can use block scheduling in many different ways. You can use it for personal tasks, for business tasks. It even works great for children who might be involved in activities on certain days. You know, maybe they need to block out their schedule, and that can help them prioritize when they need to make sure they get homework done so that they can do other events, or just kind of mapping out their school day and what they're going to do when they get home, if they have, you know, plans with friends or whatever, and they also want to make sure that they get their schoolwork done or projects or things like that. It can really be helpful for them too. I use block scheduling at work to lay out what I plan to work on. Often when you have a lot on your plate for a certain day, it can make you feel less stressed out if you're able to plan out blocks of time to make progress on each task. Of course, that doesn't always work out when other things suddenly come up, but there are days when it does work for at least part of the day, or sometimes all of the day. So Of course, like everything, this is the ideal plan and things are going to come up, but it really just kind of helps you see where you're at and what time you have available. And block scheduling definitely should include some fun things too. Maybe have a time slot for reading, gardening, taking a walk, or whatever else you like to do. You want to have a balanced day. It's not only just about getting tasks done. It's about what you want to do. Some of those might be tasks and some of those might be fun things. I don't have a schedule blocked out for every workday or every day off. I really just mostly use block scheduling if I'm feeling a little bit stressed out and I really know that I need some things to get accomplished. I do use it a little bit more loosely because I like to kind of map out my day, but I'm not really sitting there doing the whole process and really kind of every single day looking at, well, for work, actually for work, I kind of do, but for my personal life, I don't really do it every day where I'm looking at my to-do list and kind of plotting out what I'm going to do for that day in each time slot in as much detail. If I am not in a really kind of like overwhelmed situation with a lot of things to do, but I definitely use it as a tool when I do feel like I have a lot to do and I kind of want to make sure that I'm making progress on those various things that I have to get done. So of course, for setting up your time blocks to kind of lay it out, you can download worksheets online. They have, if you just do a search for like time block worksheet or time block schedule, you probably can find principles. You can make them in Excel. You can make them in Word too. You could simply write out time frames on a piece of paper. Many planners include time frames on them so that you can block out your schedule. It's a pretty popular way to plan, so you definitely can find some books that have that. I know Jordan Page, she's like on YouTube and she's on Instagram. She's pretty big like social media girl or whatever. And I know she's really big into time blocking. I think she even has her own planner that kind of utilizes the time blocking format. So there's definitely many different ways you can accomplish easily laying out your schedule. But like I said, you can simply just do it on a piece of paper. It's really just kind of to put a schedule out for yourself so you can see what you're going to do and when. And of course, like I said, when you're setting it up, you really want to make sure that you identify times when you're not actually going to be able to work on tasks. For example, when you're getting ready for the day, when you're prepping and eating meals, if you're driving a child to an activity or anything else that's going to come up that's going to take time, that you're not able to work on a task. So you want to make sure that you block those out so that you can see what you realistically have. You know, it's being realistic about the time frames is really important. You also want to think about if there's setup and cleanup time for whatever task you're working on. Include that in your estimated time that you're going to need to work on that project. Because if you say, okay, I need an hour to work on this project, but you don't consider that you're going to need 15 minutes to set it up and then maybe 10 to 15 minutes to clean it up, well, you just shorted yourself a half hour already. So really think through the entire aspect of the project, because you want to make sure that your time frames are long enough to make sufficient progress on your task, because you really want to feel like you took some good steps to keep moving forward when you're done with your time block. And then, of course, like I said before too, don't be rigid. Things often come up even when we think for sure they will not. So sometimes you're going to have to be flexible. Blocking out your schedule is meant to be a tool to help you out. It's not meant to create stress or to have you even if you have to scrap your plan. If you have to abandon the schedule for a few hours for a day or two, just create a new plan when you're able to get back to it. Just like everything else, progress over perfection applies in following a block schedule. So don't overload yourself with the schedule. The purpose of this is to keep you on task, not to work yourself until you drop. So if this sounds like something that's interesting to you, I just want to share a few of the benefits of doing this too, in addition to what I had already kind of talked about. When you block out your time to work on something specific, it really helps you focus more. Since other tasks on your to-do list will have their own time block, you don't have to be distracted by thinking about all of those other things you have to do. They'll get their own time slot to be worked on in the future. So when you have your time blocked for a certain task, you can remain focused on that one task you're trying to accomplish and put all those other things out of your mind. It also really helps you reduce decision fatigue. When you pre-schedule time blocks, it eliminates that need to constantly be making decisions. You really just make your decisions once when you set your time blocks and determine what is going to be the most important things that you have to work on that day. And taking less time to stop and make decisions about what to do next leads to better concentration. So because you already say, okay, I'm going to do this at this time and this at this time, you don't have to stop and think about what to do next. You can just concentrate on what you're working on. And then when that time is up, you can move to the next item that you had slotted out and concentrate on that. And it also helps reduce stress because it kind of allows you to organize your schedule intentionally. So you allocate time ensuring that important tasks get attention. And that clarity really helps you reduce stress because you're not consistently wondering about what to tackle next. Breaking your day down into manageable chunks really provides structure, and you know when to work on specific tasks, which are going to minimize that overwhelm feeling that you might get when you have a lot on your list. Having a clear roadmap for your day really helps reduce anxiety and uncertainty because, like I said, you're not going to sit there considering all day long what it is you should do. You're going to do that once when you sit down to set up your block schedule, and then you're going to have a plan that you can follow through that day. So just remember, like I said, time blocking isn't about just managing minutes. It's really just about maximizing your time. The more you can focus on what you have to do, the more time you'll have available for what you love to do. So if blocking your entire day feels too overwhelming for you, maybe just try blocking like the morning or the afternoon, or you can do this. If this sounds like something you love, you could do it daily. You could do it when you're in the mood, or you can do it when you just feel a little bit overwhelmed and you need something to just to kind of put down on paper and give you a plan to work with. Because it really does feel good to know that you have time identified for getting something really important taken care of. So that's all I have to say about time blocking. I have found this very helpful many times over the years. It's probably one of my favorite ways to manage time. So if you haven't done it before, give it a try and maybe it will be helpful to you. So that is it for today. I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.